And let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Good morning and welcome to Being Real here right on Impact 103. It's awesome to be with you. I'm Owen Farley, and it gives us another opportunity to be real, to challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. It's love. Now, I hope that you really had a beautiful, restful, and like beautiful weekend, that you just filled up with everything that you need. And you know, when I'm actually talking about rest, I'm not only talking about sleeping, kind of doing your own thing and, you know, doing what you want, but actually setting yourself up in the presence of God to surround you and fill you. You know, like the one time on this Saturday, I think it was Saturday, or was it yesterday? But there was this fire hydrant that was actually spraying out water all over the street, and I could hear it from the house. So I went out to check, and here's this fire hydrant, and water is gushing and flooding the whole street. And kind of in the same way, kind of just give me this amazing picture that this is how we need to be. So filled with God that if anyone opens us up at any stage, the Holy Spirit just floods everywhere that we are doing. And this is what we're made for. We're made to be actual vessels that are just allowing the Spirit to move. And like the tap that God can turn on, turn off with whatever He wants to do. And it reminds me of a scripture that says, don't grow weary in doing good. But I want to ask kind of a real question, okay? How are you going to do that unless you're really able to rest, fill up, and grab a hold of the source that never runs dry? That's what rest is. That's how you fill up. And it's also just a reminder, okay, that we need time with God. That's where we are brought alive. That's where everything that is going crazy in our lives actually can just come together, you know, come together, and the result of it will be peace. So we're going to be talking about this throughout the rest of the show. Also, just a reminder that every Monday we have Moments with Mama Daph, where Pastor Daphne Montgomery shares pearls of wisdom from the Holy Spirit on your questions. So stay tuned for that. Welcome to the show. And I pray that throughout the next hour and a half, you are going to be filled up with everything that you need, rested, and so that today you can really just do exactly what God wants you to do and stay connected with Him. I just have this question, like, because I've been going through some things, to be real. Like, I've been going through it in the last two weeks or so. And I wonder how many of you are actually in the same place where you realize that you're pushing towards the last bit of the year, and it's been like an accumulation of so many things that have been happening throughout the year and things that God has been teaching you about. And there's some things that you've been doing so great in, but other things that you haven't. And it's left you kind of in this place where it's like, oh my gosh, it's taking a toll. And I don't seem to be getting it right. And I just need help. And I'm not too sure what steps to take. And it's just like a beautiful thing happened with me this past week, because I've had a few conversations with different people on what it is that I've been going through and being accountable with my spiritual covering. And it's just been so awesome to see how God actually just reveals what is going on. And in Hebrews 4:10-11, it says, "For he who has once entered God's rest also has ceased from the weariness and pain of human labors." Now, that was me. They were feeling the weariness and the pain of human labors. So just as God rested from his labors, particularly his own, let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter the rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, that no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience into which those in the wilderness fell. And I must admit, that line there that says, exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter the rest, Man, that just stood out to me so much this past week. And I was like, Lord, I need to be in your presence. That's really where I rest. And I need to make an exerted effort to make sure that you are my number one priority. That is you that is going to take me through. And I need you to be in my life. So let me put the rest of it aside and actually do what I need to do. I need to do the work to position myself in what God's asked me to do and be in his presence. And then God takes care of everything. And you know what? The result for me of putting in that work and doing what I needed to do was tremendous, because I realized this, that I stepped into the Spirit. I stepped in there. And what does it say? The fruit of the Spirit is, it's love, joy, peace. Oh man, I experienced that. I experienced the peace this last weekend, and it was fantastic for me. And I realize that there might be a few that are listening today that are also saying, man, things are going a bit crazy towards the end of the year, and I need the Lord. I need Jesus to just come and help me. So here's a song from Jonathan Traylor called The Table. And I really pray that it helps you to just start entering into that place where you can really say, Lord, I trust you to take me into what it is you're calling me to. I believe you're going to. And I'm going to feast right now from your table. In Hebrews 12:11, it says, for the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems grievous and painful. But afterwards, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. And I must admit, this season, if you've just joined us, we've been talking about actually stepping into this rest, striving to enter into the rest that God has for us. And this scripture really stood out to me, because to really enter into the righteousness that God has for us, we need to be able to do something. And here it says, for time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems grievous and painful. But afterwards, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained. And I must admit, something inside of me had to really click. I need to train myself. I need to train myself, you know, by the word of God, through the promises of God. And God is working in you. God is working with you. And the trick for me was to actually keep my heart pliable. In Philippians 2, it says, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectively at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. That gives me so much hope that God is actually, he knows what he's doing. I mean, he's God. He knows what he's doing with me. He's busy molding me like a piece of clay into everything he wants me to be. So I just want to encourage you today to position yourself so that the Holy Spirit can really just show you exactly what changes you need to make so that you can enter into that peacefulness as well. So stay tuned, because after this is another moment that we're going to have with Mama Daff. Kim Walker Smith with Throne Room here on Impact 103. And right now we have actually a woman that is is exactly explaining what the song is all about, because her heart is really to bring people into the love of God and for the world to actually be taken right to the throne of God. And so I welcome again Pastor Daphne. Welcome so much to the show. She is the lead pastor of the global ministry River of Life, as well as the president of the record label Roll Records. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. That song, it just gets me every time.
Yeah, that is so true. So just so that everybody that has just tuned in is aware, last week we had a moment with Mama Daff, we were speaking about anxiety, and it was Pastor Daphne was explaining about how anxiety is really this conversation that we have of an uncertain outcome, and that the answer is really to get with the Holy Spirit and have peace, to grab your mind, take a look at what you're thinking about, weigh it up against the promises of God, and then take responsibility by taking every thought captive and making it obedient to Jesus Christ. And we're going to carry on that conversation right now. And Pastor Daff, I just have this scripture actually. In Philippians 4 verse 6, it says, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition or definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God." So I was wondering, can you take it all from that place?
Yes, that's powerful. That's exactly it. And in order to do that, there's some practical steps and some things that we can actually do. So because we're having this sophisticated argument with ourselves and our emotions are becoming all entangled, we're not level-headed, we're emotional, we're not in the spirit, we can't seem to hear answers, because it's only when you're in the spirit that you can really hear God. So finding out that conversation that you're having with yourself is critical. What am I saying to myself right now? And then from there, you can do something about it. Because Holy Spirit gave us power. He gave us power against every unclean thing that comes against us. So we have the power against these thoughts. Our minds don't control us. We control our minds.
Yeah.
So what do we do? First, we want to make our mind submit and not run away with you. So analyze your thoughts. Are they positive or negative? That's what you want to get down to. What are you telling yourself? What's the jeopardy? But most importantly, does that really weigh up against the promises and the word of God? Negative versus positive. Let's look at Proverbs 12:25. It says, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." So we see from scripture that anxiety or negativity causes depression. We see that thinking positive, a good word, which is positive, makes it glad. So we can see that anxiety leads to depression and it leads to fear. Fear leads to a fight or flight or paralysis response. That's what the brain does. And that's caused by the hormones and the chemicals that are in the brain from those thoughts in the mind, followed by then your emotions. So the mind tells the brain what to do. The brain releases chemicals, good or bad. So you want to make your brain release the right chemicals and hormones.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah. Turns it. That's the practical step that starts to turn it. So take control of your mind to be positive instead of negative, so that your brain will release the right chemicals and hormones such as dopamines, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins that make you happy. And in that happy state, you can think clearer. You feel better. Your emotions aren't so entangled. You find your peace, and then you start to find solutions. That's the first step. So change that thinking, grab it, analyze it, and get it back into alignment with the Word of God. Bring in positivity. Second, you want to come back to love. You want to come back into His presence. Put on some worship or whatever you do, but get in His presence, which is perfect love. And the word tells us that perfect love, God's love, casts out all fear.
Amen.
So get mind back to being sound. So you want to change your perspective, change your conversation with yourself, and change what you're believing back to what God says. And He tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, a sound mind, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control." Now you're back in self-control. The third step and the final step is trust God. Trust Him. His word is true and it will not return void. Declare and decree something over yourself. Take authority. Rebuke all the lies, the fear, the anxiety, the jeopardy. Rebuke it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And send his word into it. Then let go and put all your anxieties, your worries, and concerns into his hands. Literally say it out loud. I put this in your hands, God. And then worship and get your mind still.
Man, I'm so glad that you actually mentioned that point of getting still and making sure that you are worshiping and spending time with the Lord. Because throughout the show today, we've actually been discussing on what it actually takes to strive into entering into the rest of God. And like, these are practical things that we can actually do to enter into that rest and for our minds to be really still and peaceful.
Amen. Amen. Well, there's just a couple things to finish up with. Once you have that stillness and that peace from your sound mind, then you speak peace to yourself. You speak peace to that jeopardy, and you strive for the peace that Jesus actually gave you. He gave you peace, so you have it. Just get still enough to grab it and speak it. And I just want to finish with John 14:27. It says, peace I leave with you, my perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. That's your responsibility. Let's go back and look at that. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. In Jesus' name.
Wow. That is, I actually have a question, something that I've been thinking about with anxiety. Can anxiety come from a place where we're really trying to take control of a situation and we haven't really given it over, given it over to the Lord, you know? So I was wondering, is anxiety directly kind of related to your surrender and your trust with the Lord?
Absolutely. It absolutely shows your trust with the Lord, because if you can let go of having to control everything, the need to control everything always comes out of a trust issue. Maybe you don't trust the authorities. You don't trust your boss. You don't trust your spouse. You don't trust your kids. Therefore, you don't trust your surroundings, your circumstances. So if you take control, you feel like somehow it'll turn out different or better or whatever. But that shows that you actually think that you being in control is better than God being in control. And that's a part of the mind switch that we have to change, because nobody, not even you, knows your circumstances, your emotions, or your heart. God. So who can handle that better, you or God? And that's where you just say, okay, I trust you. I may not understand, I may not see everything, but you do. I may have never gone through this before. This is my first time, but you have, and you know what to do. And that surrender, complete surrender, also brings you peace, knowing, let me hear from you the perfect thing to do in my situation right now, the perfect solution. And he brings them. And a lot of times it's not anything that you would have even thought of, or a way that you would have normally handled it.
Amen.
And that's the part.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Because that I'm telling you, it actually just reminds me about that scripture that says, don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge me. And I love that, that God can actually take control, because in our, I guess, just our humanness, we obviously don't understand all the intricacies, all the ins and outs of everything. And it's so comforting to know that God is there and he's got us and he's never going to leave us or forsake us. So thank you again for being on air with us today. And if you're listening and you want to just re-listen to this, or you have a question for Pastor Daphne, please send it through. Actually, if you have a question, please send us a message on our WhatsApp line on 071-364-0376 here on Impact. And we'll make sure that Pastor Daphne gets those so that she can answer those for you. But if you do want to re-listen to this podcast or a podcast that she's done with us prior, please log on to our website. Just go on to the website and look at the podcast section, and you'll see Mama Daph, Moments with Mama Daph, right there. So, Pastor Daphne, again, thank you so much for being on air with us today, and look forward to next week.
Amen. And also, if you want to see what we're up to, you can go to TikTok at It's Mama Daph, and we've got some videos on there that show more about who we are and what we're up to. So thank you, Owen.
You're welcome. It's my honor. It's honestly my honor. So God bless and have a great day. In Philippians 3:13, it says, I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet, but one thing I do. It is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ is calling us upward. Now, I'm kind of laughing to myself because one of the things that the Lord's been saying to me in this season is actually it's like I've almost seen him like picking me up and saying, okay, yes, you slipped up there, or yes, like that was going wrong there, but get back up and start doing it again. And it was like almost like this, him saying to me, you need to bounce back. You know, it's like, I know where you are right now. I know what you're going through, but I believe in your potential. I believe that you are able to actually do this, because I'll never put something in front of you that you can't handle. So you can do this, but you can only do this with me. So let go of everything else that is distracting. Let go of the other things that are taking away your attention and set your eyes on the things that are above. But don't give up. Take the next step. And just below that scripture in Philippians 3:16, it says, only let us hold true to what we have already attained and walked and order our lives by that. And I love this so much, because as we start saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to bounce back, I'm going to do like what you've, you know, put in my life, sometimes we can get caught in this situation. I mean, I found myself in this situation where I was saying, Lord, but how? How can I reach that place where you've asked me to go? And I just lovingly felt the Holy Spirit say to me, Owen, you just do what I've already told you to do. You know what it is I've asked you to do. You know how to live up until like what it is I've shown you about the kingdom up until now. Walk that out. Do that up, you know, and watch yourself step back into the Spirit. Watch the things that are in your life start to line up according to my will and according to my plan. So that, and that's bouncing back. Bouncing back is just saying, okay, what happened in the past is in the past. I'm getting up. I'm going. I believe that God is with me and that he's not going to leave me or forsake me. And that's what I'm going to do, period. And then all of a sudden you step into this place of such, the zeal comes out of you again to just say, I am going to do what God's asked me to do. It's like this resilience enters into you after spending time with the Lord. And you're able to step into that place.